When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of The Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Hi, my name is
Dan Campbell. Not surprised. He's got big onions.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Demo to the house.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is the type of game that was needed.
Today's guests, Bills running back James Cook, actor and host Rob Lowe, three-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth, and now it's Rich Eisen.
I can confirm that. It is me. Hey, welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show live on Disney Plus, the ESPN app everywhere, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. We say hello to everybody out there listening on Sirius XM Channel 80, our podcast version of the show. We say hello to you, even though you're not listening to us live. We're cool with that. all 3 hours are available through the Rich Eisen Podcast Network and the ESPN Pod Center. And youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show for anything that you may miss. Lots going on here in this neighborhood. James Cook first up. Rob Lowe stops by, one of our favorite guests in our soon-to-be 11-year history of the show. He's here in the middle of hour number two. Mark Schlereth brings his stinking truth back to the program in hour number three. There's you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. It's also a Tuesday, a football Tuesday, so it's our two staple segments on a Tuesday. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. And Jerry Jones has spoken locally and said something that invariably will piss TJ Jefferson off. So I would stay tuned for all of that over the next 3 hours. Good to see you over there, Christopher. How are you? Chris Brockman, what's
Rich,
going on?
You know,
on?
I'm okay. I got chopped in the guillotine league.
Yeah, the Vinny Pasquantino guillotine league.
There was no Monday Miracle for the second straight week.
I know. Sadly. So Sarah got guillotined last week. You got guillotined this week. And so Cage is not in the league, right?
Cage is not in the league. Good, so good luck to you and TJ the rest of the way.
I appreciate that. DJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts.
Rich, I got bad news for you.
Uh-oh. Wow, what's happening
over
there?
I need to replace your batteries at some point because I forgot to do it this morning. Okay, so I just want to inform you.
I appreciate that. So at any point in time you're saying during the segment, these things could go completely out.
I'll be over there.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Good morning, Rich.
Excellent foresight.
I was,
Well done, sir.
I forgot.
Good looking out.
I forgot.
Good looking out.
That's on me.
TJ Jefferson, how are you, sir? Good to see you over there.
I'm feeling better than I did yesterday, so that's a good thing.
Why is that?
I think I caught something in Indy, man.
Uh-oh. Stay away.
Last night was rough, but I feel better today.
Hey, I appreciate that update.
Right now, but last week I was in rough shape.
This is great. This entire last minute of the show is filled with information I really didn't need to know.
So you don't care that I
actually, that's
good?
Not true. I really needed to know that my ears could go out in the morning.
That's exactly why I fed you that, Rich.
Other than the lights going out and everything just stopping to work, that's a top three things that I don't want to have happen.
Exactly. Look, we've had that happen and we powered through it, so it's all good.
Listen, I'm again spending the first month of our relationship with Disney Plus and ESPN Radio and the ESPN app and just assuming that there's some new folks out there who haven't been with us over the last 10 plus years. So just to catch up to speed, I am not concerned at all about being wrong about things. I will always raise my hand and say, you know, a mea culpa, or admit that what I'm saying isn't yet right about that. That's the case. In that case, for all of you out there,
new to us, certainly in the last couple of weeks. See Browning, Jake. Okay. Where I'm like, hey, Bengals, are your season's not over. Don't worry about this guy's going to be fine. And then dreadful. It was positively awful. And there may be some out there, certainly in Bristol, you know, who utilized that take in many ways to create conversations on their programs. Again, something we're not used to around these parts. that I might invariably be wrong. We're marathoning. We're not sprinting. And in that case, I always like proving out that something is proving out for me. And after week one, my take that the Detroit Lions were going to win the NFC didn't look good. Didn't look good. And it didn't look good when Green Bay also looked the way they looked on the following Thursday, 5 days later, before the Lions took the field again and looked as great as they looked against the Washington Commanders, a team that bounced them in last year's playoffs. And, you know, so. But we're marathoning. We're not sprinting.
Yeah.
Long season.
And look who showed up and hit the Baltimore Ravens repeatedly in the mouth and the head, neck, and chest area and just body blowed and haymakered their way to a convincing W last night in Baltimore against a Ravens team that, after almost beating the Bills and having a shocking loss handed to them by the Buffalo Bills in the opening Sunday night of the season, in a still to date in the clubhouse leader best game of the year, 41-40 Bills over Ravens Sunday nighter, they started slow against the Browns and then looked as great as they looked in the second half. And now we're page turning, and now the Ravens are going to show up and look like they did last year. And look who looks like they did last year instead. That would be the Detroit Lions, who, if it's all going well for them, will run it down your throat, control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football, and have Jared Goff be efficient, not turn it over, make some plays with his arm, with his neck up ability, get it to Amon-Ra, get it to Jameson Williams, get it to Laporta, get it to either one of his backs as well. And if those were all boxes to be checked last night, check them all. Check them all with such a force that the pen rips through the paper. That's why I liked the Lions coming in. That's the Lions that we're used to seeing with Dan Campbell being the head coach there. I guess since that season opening win in Kansas City, ruining their banner raising night and shocking the world, it's been that way since that day. Chock full of fourth quarter decisions that make you scratch your head, and in one case helped end a season in San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. Last year was a complete disappointment after a 15-win season, but they didn't have the guy on the screen. And a whole bunch of other people either. And the guy on the screen, ESPN Radio and Sirius XM podcast listening audience, is named Aiden Hutchinson. And if anybody knows about Aiden Hutchinson and what he can do and become a game wrecker and how he is a game wrecker and became one, it's the head coach of the Baltimore Ravens, whose brother helped birth this man in that such a way in college. By the way, let me just say this too, just as a quick aside. You think Jacksonville wants to redo that deal for the first overall pick of that draft? With all due respect to Mr. Walker, I should have said with all due respect in advance. But at any rate, Aiden Hutchinson's healthy. That defense came up with seven sacks of Lamar Jackson last night. Seven sacks of Lamar Jackson. And on the other side of the line of scrimmage, if you will, 224 yards rushing. Sonic and Knuckles scored twice. Both of them, by the way. So I guess they scored four times. Jahmyr Gibbs twice. David Montgomery twice. They have now scored in the same game 11 times. That is the most in the history of the National Football League. They broke a record last night. They were tied with Paul Hornung and Jim Taylor for one set of teammates, and Hugh McElhaney and Joe Perry for another set of teammates. They're all in Canton, Ohio. And Jared Goff, man, now has 12 straight games with at least 200 passing yards. That's double the number of the next quarterback, and that's Justin Herbert, who, Chris, I think you made a solid case. And I know
oh,
I don't.
Oh.
A good case.
Thank you.
An excellent case.
Thank you.
Is your MVP quarterback through 3 weeks, or is a pole position guy. And if you're talking about a pole position guy through 3 weeks, I will give you one. Coach of the year, Dan Campbell. Put a pin in that. I'll get to that in a second. But for the Lions going on the road on a Monday night to follow up the 50-burger they handed to Chicago with this performance, a 38-30 win where a late touchdown to put a little bit of a scare needing to get one through one last onside kick to win the game for the Lions. It wasn't even that close towards the end of the game because they came up with a big takeaway as well of Derrick Henry, who's now fumbled in each of his first three games this year.
Yikes.
And came out of his hands again in the fourth quarter like it did in week one in Buffalo to help the Bills get off the mat. And this time around, it was the Lions in the fourth quarter, and the guy who came from the back end of the play to knock it loose is named Aiden Hutchinson. So when you come up with those performances and you're all over Lamar Jackson, you keep Zay Flowers basically off the board, you pop one free from Derrick Henry, you then also run for 224 yards, you get Jared Goff winging it around, and not one but two 96-plus yard drives, a 98-yarder in the first half that had a, wait for it, 10-minute-plus time of possession. 10 minutes and 48 seconds, 18 plays, 8 first downs. Longest drive for the Lions in terms of time possessed since at least 1994. And again, when you get a statistic from anybody who's in charge of stats that says at least, they're like, we're not going back any further. It's the longest drive for the Lions in the Dan Campbell era, and he did it in the same game. As a matter of fact, the last team to come up with two drives in the same game of that length was the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2014. It's been 11 years since we've seen a drive like that in the NFL, and the Lions do it in Baltimore on a Monday night. That's what you call a Dan Campbell signature Detroit Lions W. It's them going into Baltimore and saying, what up, though, in their own way. And Dan Campbell was asked that in a very interesting manner in the post-game press conference with a reporter sort of mixing metaphors or sports by dropping a Tom Emanski reference. Whoa. Hit it.
You said that you wanted your guys to win different ways, but like the old Tom Emanski baseball tapes, I guess if there's a Dan Campbell how to coach, how to win a football game, is that right there, the MO, is that the DVD?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess it would be pretty close to that. But it was also, this is the type of game that was needed for this opponent. Not everyone is going to always be the same. You'd love to say, you know, it's always going to it's going to be that type, and you got to play this way. But all of them are different, and you know, some games it takes more explosives. You know, you got to get more explosives than it does just true groundwork. You know, the ground sets it up, and defensively you got to play a little different. But it was what was needed against this team for this opponent, and I thought the guys handled it perfectly.
Yeah, and he's handled it perfectly as well. If you made a list of teams through the first 3 weeks that look like the team from last year, right? And in a positive way, okay? You'd go Bills, right? You'd go Eagles, right? You'd go Bucks, in a way, because they're playing winning football. They might be playing better than they did last year, actually. Rams, I think you'd say the Rams kind of look like the way they did last year. And you're not going to have the recency bias knock you off of that. And you go Lions. You go Packers, too. The Packers look good.
The Chargers were a playoff team.
The Chargers are better.
They look better, but
that's where I'm going that.
Oh, okay, you're going there.
Where they look like the team that did well last year. You go Lions now, and you wouldn't have said that after week one, and that's where I'm now returning to Dan Campbell as a coach of the year type candidate, right? And because this team, we thought last week against the Bears, at least I did, that the head coach and the Lions were making a point against Ben Johnson. Yeah, we don't need you around here anymore. It's not, you're not the secret sauce. The secret sauce is our locker room and the guys on the roster. And we're going to beat you up. We're going to put a 50 burger on you. And the conversation, Lions are going to be less than this year because their coordinators are gone. Aaron Glenn is in New York and Ben Johnson is in Chicago. And Johnny Morton, the offensive coordinator of the Lions, now with this win, the 106 points that the Lions have scored through three games are the most that they have scored in the Super Bowl era through three games. Also, the Ben Johnson coordinated offense over the three-year period he was there had a total yards per game of 394.8. Through the first three games, the Lions have a yards per game total of 394.3. Points per game for Ben Johnson through his 3 years, 28.9 through the first three games this year, 34.3. Okay? And then last night, Kelvin Shepard's defense, 7 sacks. They were all over Lamar in a way that nobody ever is. Yeah. Ever. Knock one loose from Derrick Henry. I know, again, other teams have done it this year. And it's crazy. When Dan Campbell first met him as an HC and we're like, no head coach talks this like Hannibal Lecter. Like, what's he doing, right? And then there was that rumor that started that I believed for a while that Dan Campbell legitimately wanted to know if they could have a real-life lion on the sideline.
I want that mascot, to be true, right? So badly.
I don't see that as a bad thing.
I'm just saying, but that's not stuff that a serious head coach in the NFL is going to be saying, right? And this guy is a serious head coach in the NFL.
Very much.
And the thing we love about the NFL, okay, is it's a mixture of brains and brawn. We're going to beat you with our muscle and our gumption and our want to and our brutal physical nature. But when it comes down to it, we're also going to figure out the math on some analytics and we're going to roll the dice and we're going to go for it. And we're going to come up with some smart plays like fourth quarter, just after the 2 minute warning, fourth and short. We have some options here. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go for it, and then we're going to sneak Amon-Ra St. Brown out to the point where Marlon Humphrey's going to hold him because he's going to beat you on this play design. And Jared Goff is just going to feather it in there, and it's going to be all she wrote.
Beautiful pass.
They are right now, a perfect mixture of brains and brawn. And nobody ever thought that Dan Campbell could do that when he started talking about biting your kneecaps off. That's what I'm talking about. If this team wins their division again, tall order, Packers are for real, and the Packers have already beaten them, the only team to do so through three weeks. Right now, we're in the part of an NFL season where we're like, are you set up? Chargers are set up. They're 3-0, beat everyone in division. They're 2.5 up on everybody. The Bills are set up. They are set up. Mm-hmm. Okay, there are some other teams that we can make a case that are set up, like the Bucks are set up. And sometimes, you know, the Lions are set up to go on a nice run, and they're set up with this coach. If they do it again with two new coordinators, and he's just like, I got this. We're going to find two other guys who know our system, and it's about what we do here, and it's about our style of what we do here, and our front office knows it. They know how to feed this system, and we're going to coach them up, and we're going to look the same, if not better, with two new guys, and we're going to come beat you. How's that not coach of the year material? Got to give it up.
Well, there's a team in Indy that no one thought would be this good.
That's true, too. And that's those are the other coaches of the year. It's just like, wow, you come out of nowhere. And you.
But that's typically what wins that award.
I get it.
Yeah.
Or,
I mean, Andy Reid and Bill Belichick, like, hardly ever won.
But the fact that you're including Dan Campbell, even in that regard, I think speaks volumes as well. We'll talk about the Ravens side of things later on. Jerry Jones did speak to 105.3 The Fan.
105.
And I think... we know who he spoke about. Oh, definitely.
Maca.
Yeah. Oh, he did. Oh, he did. And if we hear him say that word, we need to pull it and put it side by side, if you will, audio-wise.
Maca.
Right.
Maca.
Rob Maca. Lowe is stopping by in hour number two.
So the Pop Curtis.
It'll be amazing. It's always fun when he stops by here. Mark Schlereth, hour three. But we take a break. James Cook is coming back, and we made it through this first segment with the battery still working.
Hey.
It's as if
come on, Mike.
The Hanukkah oil was in the form of a AA battery. We made it. It burned bright. It's a miracle.
For 19 really that, minutes.
James Cook is next from battery's the Buffalo Bills.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
There's a reason Chevy trucks are known for their dependability, because they show up no matter the weather, push forward no matter the terrain, and deliver. That's why Chevrolet has earned more dependability awards for trucks than any other brand in 2025, according to J.D. Power. Because in every Chevy truck, like every Chevy driver, dependability comes standard. Visit Chevy.com to learn more. Chevrolet received the highest total number of awards among all the trucks in the J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Vehicle Dependability Study. Awards based on 2022 models. Newer models may be shown. Visit jdpower.com/awards for more details. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
844-204-RICH is the number to dial. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com. James Cook was supposed to be on a Zoom now, but we're told he needs a few more minutes to get positioned. I guess that's the way the James Cookie crumbles. wait a minute. I'm not just doing a dad pun.
Wow.
He's coming on if he does, in fact, get positioned to come on here. A James Cookie. He's selling a James Cookie.
Hey.
I mean. And well, I can't help him. I already bought some stuff from Cage this morning.
Yeah. Okay. We some from it sounds delicious. Yeah, I can't help they're you. Sending him to the studio, and they're not here yet. Kind of like the guy the cookie's named after. But he'll be joining us shortly. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. Let's go to Joe in Arizona.
Joe.
Yeah, this one intrigues me. What's up,
hey,
Joseph?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good
What's
morning,
going on?
Rich.
How are you, sir?
First of all,
hey, Joe.
Hope I'm saying you right, Rich. Happy Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah, yes.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. I greatly appreciate it, though it points out that I'm here and not where I religiously should be. But that's okay, Joe. I'm not the Sandy Koufax of sports talk.
Yes, sir. I was calling to
Sandy
see
Sandy ruined it for all of us.
Do you know anything of arena? Are there any good... running backs out there available that the Steelers can get, because our running game is off.
Who would
I don't
be
know
a running...
why they haven't used the rookie.
I don't know, man.
Jalen Warren is going to be okay.
Jalen was struggling trying to get those hard short yards.
Hey, man, he's their yak guy. He's the yards after the catch guy. you know?
Yeah, that's
and he's
true.
A guy that Rodgers needs to find every now and then when he's running for his life. I don't know, but I know what you're saying, Joe. You're looking for that Steelers run between the tackles, hit you in the mouth, control the play clock, and but I don't know, man.
I'm a Cowboys fan, and he jokingly was saying Ezekiel Elliott get them short yards, but I don't know about that.
Okay, Joe, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. There's breaking news. I need
here it comes.
Boom. And Maria, I see.
Breaking news.
All right, Adam Schefter, our colleague at the worldwide leader in sports, here as it comes. Used to be known. I'm batting 1,000 around here, man. I'm like, there's no way the Giants are going to start Jackson Dart against the Los Angeles Chargers the way that this defense is marauding and confusing veteran quarterbacks like, say, Patrick Mahomes, keeping him off kilter. Okay? There's no way. Okay? With what the Chargers just did with Bo Nix in his second year, right? There's no way. Geno Smith was just... And Geno's been at it for a long time. Mm-hmm. Geno Smith didn't look great either on Monday Night Football. No way that the Giants are going to start Jackson Dart against those guys this week. Well, I'm off. Adam Schefter reporting it's Jackson Dart starting for the Giants against the Los Angeles Chargers. Ooh. And it is time to unleash the rookie.
Jackson Dart season.
Let's go.
And Russ, thank you for your service. And that's the way the Giants are going into week 4 at 0-3. And then they'll get him a start in New Orleans. And then he'll have a bye. And coming out of the bye, he's got the world champion Philadelphia Eagles on a Thursday night, right? Then he's got, there's no bye, pardon me. Then he's got New Orleans. Yeah. Then he's got a short week against Philadelphia. There you go.
Yeah,
then at Denver, then at Philadelphia.
That's tough.
It's all going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, he needs
it. But that's why you draft somebody in that position.
Yeah.
You know? So... It's going to be time, and it's going to be Dart and Scataboo. So their rookies are starting quarterback and starting running back. I'm wondering the last time the Giants started a rookie at quarterback and running back in any game.
Frank Gifford and...
I don't know.
And somebody else.
And Y.A. Tittle and Frank.
You know what I mean?
I mean, and then Neighbors. I mean, that's it. This is the future of the Giants, and it's go time now, which surprises me. I'm not going to lie. But... Two things. One, it's got to get better than what we've seen. And Jackson Dart is a guy that you traded up, and I'm not in the building. So Daboll's got to take a pulse check of Dart's ready. And then two, is there somebody in the locker room that's kind of like giving the indication to the coach that we've got to go to the kid? Hmm. Or I guess here's a third. Management puts a large thumb on the scale and says, this is what we're doing. And at 0-3, it's time. And if management doesn't get the sense that Dayball's coaching it up right, then there will be changes. Hey, Jackson, just hold on to the football, head on a swivel, hold on to the football, give your defense 2 scores. Problem is the Chargers... were the best scoring defense in the NFL last year and giving up 20 points, just 20 points to the Broncos, raised that average just a slight tick. That's it. It's going to be a massive test for Jackson Dart coming right out of the gate because, that's not Vanderbilt walking through the door. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. But Giants fans, you're going to get what you wanted to say. It's Jackson Dart. All right. Is the man on the Zoom right here? Fresh off of back-to-back 100-yard rushing games. And here is in support of the James Cookie that is available now for purchase at richesusa.com. Ladies and gentlemen, James Cook here on the program. Good to see you, James.
Yeah.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, bro.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah? You try your cookie yet, James? You like your cookie?
Yeah, good.
By the way, I've never used that as an opening question in my entire 30-year history. Do you like your cookie? Where did this whole idea come from, James?
I guess my last name.
Okay. All right. So, but I'm just saying, was it the company that makes them come to you and say, we want to make a cookie? Was it somebody on your team? Like, where did this come from? What we got here, James?
My agent just told me that we're coming out with a cookie and...
Okay.
Boom,
so I guess it's good that your name's not James Broccoli. Is that what you're saying? Pretty much. Unless you eat that sort of stuff. Do you eat vegetables, James?
Yeah, I do. Okay. Got to.
Wow, look at that. You just furrowed your brow at me like, how dare I ask that question? I don't mean to offend. How's it feeling for you right now, James? You know, you kind of starting off really hot and you finished last year. What's going through your brain and your heart right now at 3-0 and you performing like you're performing?
Just keep going. That's all I can do. You know, keep doing my part and make sure we go 1-0 every week.
And in terms of what you were trying to get for your contract, do you feel satisfied right now there in Western New York, James?
Of course. I love it here. You know, it's who drafted me and want to be here forever.
But in terms of you standing, what you were saying, this is what I'm looking for, you get it, and then you actually perform the manner in which you're performing right now, you feel like this is that you've proved your point here, James?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, just all the work that I have done put in over the off season to get to that point is just a blessing, and just thank God that it was able to get done.
What was it like for you that night on opening night, seeing the scoreboard and then the comeback hit? What was it like in that building on opening night, James?
It's nuts. Like, I ain't even know. I thought the game was over. Like, literally, you know, we just kept fighting and something happened. And I don't know what happened. It just, I don't know. Like, it just clicked. Like, I'm like, hold on. I looked up. I looked down, looked back up. Game was over. We was winning.
Did Josh say anything to you? What was the sideline like at that point in time?
Like, it was crazy because Frank Gore, he was like, oh, we got time to come back. We got time to come back. That was like when we just hadn't got to stop. And so I'm like, I done lost all hope. When he done said that, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got to come back now. And then it just happened.
And what's it like being in the huddle with this guy?
And it's fine, you know, a great player, great teammate, and just everybody don't know. He's one of the best persons. Like, he going to make sure you are right. He never going to leave you in the blind. And he's just going to be always there for you.
What do you mean? Can you give me an example of that, please, James Cook, about Josh Allen?
You know, just a kind person, you know, a genuine and always look out for your person.
When he sees you for the first time, he checks in on you, what's going on in your life, things like that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not everybody does that. You know what I mean? So, in the world. But he does do such a thing.
Of course. Okay. Yeah.
All right. And, you know, when he calls a play in the huddle and you know you're getting the football, what goes through your mind, James?
I'm ready to score. That's my mindset. Like, I got to score. Like, at least break or something.
And are you guys openly talking about Super Bowl, James, there in Buffalo?
No, I'm not right now. It's just too early. It's early. You know, we just keep playing football. And like I said, we're going to keep going 1-0 each and every week and focus on us.
And do you feel you're the best team in football?
I'm not going to say we're not, but.
Okay. Well, I mean, so then is that a way of saying, yes, you are the best team in football? Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay. So when you hear some people that need convincing of that, because, you know, I guess your quarterback, you are one of the only ones that are taken highly, if you will, in fantasy football. And this is the truth. This is the way of the world. What do you think of when you hear that sort of stuff, James?
Like far as what?
Just in terms of the folks not believing, like last year, it was now finally time for the Bills to take a step back. Right, because everybody, because the names changed on the roster. This is another such year after even last year, where we're all wondering if the Bills are any better. What do you think of when you hear that sort of a conversation?
I just ignore it, you know, because it don't matter what y'all say. Because at the end of the day, you can't go out there and play for us, and you know, you don't put in the work that we put in. So you know, we just try to block the outside noise and you know, stay focused on what's in front of us and just keep going.
Okay, so your cookie, the James cookie, did you have anything to do with what's in it? Did you have to approve?
Yeah.
Okay. So does that mean you like pretzels? Because there's praline-coated pretzels. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, Rice Krispie Crunchies.
Ooh.
You like those?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Toffee Bits. You're a toffee guy?
Yeah.
Okay. White chocolate and red, white, and blue sprinkles.
Mm, that sounds delicious. Mm.
Y'all should try one. I'm going to bring one. I'm going to send something to y'all.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, what's up?
Just send me the address.
Okay. I'll make sure. Let's go.
I'll make sure they be there.
Okay. All right. I mean, like, we want to score, too.
Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. I guess there's a question here. What goes better with milk, the James cookie or the Josh's Jack cereal?
I'm going to take the James cookie.
Okay. Yes. Good answer.
By the way, an excellent answer, especially since this box of cereal that we have of Josh's Jack's, it was told if this is best sold by September of 2021. So I think you're definitely more fresh.
Yeah.
I would think so. Okay. Well, it's good to see you, James. Congrats on your cookie. RichesUSA.com for more information on that. Best of luck against the Saints, and we'll chat down the road. Appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all for having me.
That's James Cook, everybody. Right. Here on the Buffalo Bears. You're on the program, everyone.
If James wants to, you know, send like a Bills hat, helmet, or a jersey to us too.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Come on, you know, come on now. Just games. Don't yeah. go in with both hands here.
I don't get what you don't ask for.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
You know, and I knew Hoskins won't ask for it.
We'll settle for cookies, you know what I mean?
Oh, he's listening right now.
Yeah.
Okay, pop him back on. Pop him back on. So do you hear TJ? Go ahead and ask him. Go ahead. Go on with both hands now.
Well, I mean, you know, Brother James was offering cookies. He said he was going to send us something. I said, hey, if he wants to throw in a Bills helmet or a jersey, we'll take that too. You know, put it in the studio.
I got you.
Oh wow, yeah. My man.
What else?
I got my agent to send it to y'all.
Keep going. What else you want? What else you looking for?
Maybe like $20 I could hold that.
No. I mean, see, that's what happens when you sign a new contract, James. Yeah. People start coming to you and asking you for $20 bills. You know
what I mean?
Okay.
But I appreciate y'all for having me.
Right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Stay healthy. Right.
Let's go. There you go. There's James Cook.
TJ.
Good. All right, let's take a break. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Giants fans, I want to hear from you. Jackson Dart is getting the start down the Ryman. Like it's a Dr. Seuss poem. Wow, what a piece of news today.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
The Jack Welch Management Institute at Strayer University helps you go from I know the way to I've arrived with our top 10 ranked online MBA. Gain skills you can learn today and apply tomorrow. Get ready to go from make it happen to made it happen and keep striving. Visit strayer.edu/Jack Welch MBA to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV and has many campuses, including at 2121 15th Street North in Arlington, Virginia.
Does it ever feel like you're a marketing professional just
speaking into the void?
But with LinkedIn ads, you can know you're reaching the right decision makers, a network of 130 million of them, in fact. You can even target buyers by job title, industry, company, seniority, skills, and did I say job title? See how you can avoid the void and reach the right buyers with LinkedIn ads. Spend $250 on your first campaign and get a free $250 credit for the next one. Get started at linkedin.com/campaign. Terms and conditions apply.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, plus our Disney Plus and ESPN, the app everywhere feed. We're thrilled to be here live streaming. Let's go to Nick in Los Angeles.
Nick.
Apparently, Nick was waiting all day yesterday. So, Nick, you're up. What's up, bud?
Rich, thanks for having me back on. Listen, I know you had a nice defense of Brian Daboll the other day, but just I want to say, aside from all the QB stuff, the fact that this is the third time that we're dealing with him not elevating a practice squad kicker to the team when Graham Gano is injured, and then we miss an extra point because the punter's kicking the extra points. We can't kick field goals. It's just, it speaks to organizational incompetence by Daboll. And I don't know if he really should be out there for us, if that's what he's going to be bringing to the table.
Here's the deal, man. Nick, here's the deal. First of all, apparently Gano got hurt when the defense was being introduced. That's
what?
Yeah, here comes the defense being introduced to the MetLife crowd in the home opener, and somewhere on the field, Gano is warming up, and that's where he got hurt.
Oh.
But I guess you're saying, just in case someone can get hurt at any point in time, you need to have somebody there as a, I guess.
This is the third time under Daboll that we've been in this situation.
I don't know.
Gano, I've never heard of that happening. Have you ever heard of that happening?
I've
never heard of that.
I have not, Nick. And listen, I understand that you're you know, all Giants fans. I totally understand all your Giants fans are rightfully just pissed that here you are again, and yet more points challenged offense with some studs on that side of the ball. I totally get it. Daboll, like I said, he was there when Josh Allen was drafted, and he helped shepherd him along. He has been around other, you know, programs, like Nick Saban's program. The guy's been around coaches. He knows how to coach. He's really smart, and he's...
Look, I agree with all of that.
No,
that
this is it now, though.
He's in the league in some capacity, but not as a coach.
This
he
is
can't
it.
Can't get the organization right. Our offensive line is a joke.
Well, and I mean, it's that's a front office thing.
You have a dude, you know, directing everybody. He's supposed to be this Dan Campbell type guy. He's not. He's eating too much of James Cook's cookies. And
ladies and gentlemen, I don't have one yet. Really Nick in Los Angeles.
Nick feels a certain way.
Nick being no, and I understand. Every Giant fan I know feels this way. They're sick and tired of it. They're sick and tired of it. But this is it. This is the last chance saloon. They drafted the rookie. And they drafted Jackson Dart, and they used draft capital to pop into the first round to take him. So they handpicked him, and now it's time. And they figured now's the time. Like I said, I mean, Justin Herbert is playing at a very high level, and the defense is lights out, to use a Chargers phrase. They are superb. They are well coached. They have studs all over the place, from Henley to James. I mean, and that's on levels 2 and 3 of the defense. They're the top scoring defense from last year, 17.7 points a game. I know that off the top of my head because I studied it for the season opener that I called on YouTube. And I'm just, you know, letting everyone know that I'm a lead pipe wielding professional when it comes to it. And I remember it. And they gave up 18 to the Chiefs. They gave up 9 to the Raiders, I believe. And then they just gave up 20 to the Broncos. And they're coming in now to take on the Giants. Okay. Now, Herbert's going to have that front seven in his grill the entire day. Jackson Dart, hold on to the ball. Let's see what Scataboo does with what? 20 touches now, wouldn't you say?
Scataboo.
He's the clear number one.
Well,
so,
I mean,
yeah,
Singletary's there to spell him, but...
20 to 25 for Scataboo.
So Scataboo is going to get the touches. Jackson Dart's getting the start. And Malik Nehru is going to be like, I'm here. I'm open.
Yeah, and he's going to get the ball, actually, this time. And the ball's not going to end up in the tunnel behind the end zone.
Russ threw for 450 yards a week before.
That says more about how bad the Cowboys are.
Okay.
He's right, you know. And that gift that to Morgan Freeman, like, he's right, you know. Like, yeah, that's true.
All right, we'll see. You may be right.
Giants getting 6.5 this week, and I'm just saying, it might be a sneaky play.
What are you saying?
Giants getting 6.5. Let's go.
Dude, Jackson Dart has never started an NFL game. In his first game, If you had to name, again, the top five defenses I wouldn't want a rookie to face, the Chargers would be at the on the list and way up there on the list.
West Coast team going east, early window.
Okay. So you're taking the Giants this week?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll hold you to it.
To win the game?
Give me the points. No, plus 6.5.
No, I'm saying to win the
game.
Well,
is that a new line? Is that including the rookie? Because that's going to go up.
This is updated.
Is it it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't understand how these things work. Good luck, man.
It's baptism.
And that what leads
Dart
me to
Dart is going to look so much better than Russell Wilson. Does everyone understand that?
Why do you say this?
Russell Wilson's career is over. It's sad, but it's a reality.
But
he looked so terrible.
Chris,
you've never seen Jackson Dart play football.
Either. If Russell was back there and wearing the Chargers defense in the way that Dart might, that's the whole point, is Dart might not look very good, and then we'll get callers saying, did the Giants blow it with him? It's going to take time, like with every rookie quarterback. They very rarely come out of the box like Jaden Daniels. If he does, then great, because I personally like Daboll a lot. I want to see him succeed there. I think he would be a great New York City coach. And we've already seen it when he won Coach of the Year with Daniel Jones. And then it all went south because they couldn't protect him. Saquon couldn't stay healthy. They let Saquon go and say, Daniel Jones, good luck.
Yeah.
Office malpractice.
All of it. So you put it all together, and it gets laid at the coach's feet. But now is the time. This is last chance saloon for him and probably the front office. Because they're starting Jackson Dart at 0-3, and they're starting him against a 3-0 defense.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.